conference, if you will, organised by Internet New Zealand, which is a non-profit organisation that runs the .nz domain in New Zealand. And their mission in life is to keep the internet open and uncapturable. And that is what we're here for today. Because the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement is designed originally, as the name would suggest, for physical goods, but it has crept under the cover of darkness and in secrecy to grow in scope to cover the digital and online worlds. And that is where we have a problem, because the usual trade agreement process is the one that this will follow. It'll be negotiated in private, there'll be multiple rounds, governments will commit to it, and then it will be revealed to the Parliament to approve. To enact laws in concordance with it. So you're faced essentially with a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. That this thing that has been conceived of in secrecy is either perfect and we'll sign to it, or flawed and we won't, and by the time we see it, we'll know which of those two it is. And the risk here is that we'll get bad law with good law. The final round for these negotiations was to have been in Wellington next week, but now we hear that it will not be the final round. There will be more rounds to follow because they are nowhere near achieving agreement on all the points that they're deciding. So we are here to take the opportunity to build a statement for the ACTA negotiators, something that tells them what we think they should be doing. Now, we have leaked copies to go by of the agreement or the discussion that is going around at the moment, the drafts that they have. And it's pretty clear that this is being driven by strong copyright interests. And copyright is a balance. Copyright is a balance between the rights of the creator and the rights of the consumer, the rights of the owner and the rights of the user, rights of the first creator and the rights of the creators who will come afterward. And to unilaterally strengthen law on the basis of one side of that balance is to upset the balance. So we're here to attempt to provide a bit more balance for that negotiation. So the risk is, of course, that you'll end up losing the rights of users, breaking the internet through a secret negotiation. So our format for the day is quite simple. We'll hear from international experts and local experts. We will surface the issues that we might decide to reach agreement on. We will select issues. We will construct statements. And then we will endorse and publish those statements. So we are essentially going to come up with the Wellington Declaration, and that we will make public and will be given next week to the ACTA negotiators as an indication of what we think they should be working on, the way we think they should be working. It will be, I'm sure, partially a critique of some of the contents of the leaked drafts, but I hope it will also be constructive. It'll be something that they can use to guide them as they enter the next few rounds of negotiation to create a better treaty. Now, the principles that we come up with will be augmented by work tomorrow. There will be we will be coming up with basic statements, the rationale, the facts, the citations, the detail behind those, the supporting documents for them will be written tomorrow, also published and also given to the ACTA folks. Will be written by the Internet New Zealand team, who are, as you can see by some of the paperwork on your desk, skilled in writing such submissions. Internet New Zealand team, by the way, led by Jordan Carter. If you would like to, Jordan, make yourself known to the audience. Jordan's the organiser of this event. He put it all together. I think we should give him a brief round of applause. As you can tell by the scrolling screen to my side here, we are being followed online. There is live streaming. We'll be posting the text of the issues and of the drafts of the statements as soon as we receive them from note takers at the tables. And the goal is to involve as much as possible those folks out there on the internet as well. So The website is publicactor.org.nz, and there'll be a Twitter hashtag #publicactor if you are interested in tweeting about this or looking to see what people are talking about. The #publicactor tag is what is scrolling beside me here.